When I started to walk on the seven heads, I was really keen to try and meet up with seven interesting heads, so to speak. And so many people told me that I should try and meet the most wonderful Joy Larcombe, really revered writer about gardening. And she lives on the headland. In fact, I was swimming. I'm not going to give away the name of a bay, but I was swimming at a bay the other day, Joy, and I hear that that's a frequent place of yours to take a dip.
Not as frequent as we would like.
Really?
We haven't made it this year because it's been such a cold year.
Yeah.
But I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's we must have given spot. It away. It is a magic spot.
It is a magic spot.
And how long ago did you come to this, to the Seven Heads, this amazing
collection of headlands? 10 years now. We both have links with Ireland. I mean, particularly my husband's people were potato famine people who went from Nina over to Canada. But mainly it's because we'd always been, even before we married, we both had been to Ireland and loved it, and we came on our honeymoon, and we nearly came just to grow vegetables for hotels at one point. But, you know, life took a different track, and we never did. So when we began to get kind of 65-ish and thinking we should settle if we're going to, we came over here on a kind of recce, and just loved everybody we met, and we just felt it was right for us.
So you've seen a lot of change in food growing in Ireland, and of course you've had a huge influence upon that. The famous mixed salads and ready-to-go salads and vegetables. But have you seen a lot of change over the last 10 years, or do you still despair, or how are you feeling about that?
No, I think probably they've changed enormously since we were first coming, you know, in the 70s. Just enormously, you know, you couldn't see anything. You just couldn't buy a green vegetable, really, you know. And so that's what's changed, the enormous amount, you know, of the variety now. And there was a grower growing kind of my kind of mixed-y salads. In fact, I think that's one of the things that tempted us to Clonakilty. We walked into a shop and there was my salad.
Oh, almost, you know. Result.
Yeah, but it was kind of exciting seeing the kind of oriental greens in a pack, because, you know, that was still fairly unusual.
Yep.
But the recent surge of interest amongst young people, you know, the whole grow-it-yourself movement.
It's an incredible movement here, isn't it?
It is incredible. You know, you just feel there's been a huge gap that in the Celtic Tiger years, people think, oh, thank God, I need to grow kale and cabbage anymore, you know. And there seems to be an almost a generation gap not growing things. And then the number of kind of young people with families who said, you know, I wanted, my granny grew things, I want to, you know. So.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And congratulations on your very exciting book. Before we leave, it's just Vegetating.
Just Vegetating.
Great title. I'm really looking forward to reading it. But
I hope you enjoy it. thank you for putting us onto your route.
Oh, thanks, Joy.